Ooh, what's up, buddy? You remember straws, right? My friend from work, you know, the one who told me that I would be surprised at the frequency of dick pics that get sent in society today. Apparently she gets dick pics all the time, and I just think that's the most bizarre fucking thing in the world. I don't get that. I don't understand how it works. So I'm at work the other day. Straw sits a couple sections over, and I see Straw stand up, and she starts, like, fucking chirping at me. But here's the thing with Straws. When Straws is a distance away from you, she will not adjust the way she speaks, so nobody can hear what the fuck she's saying. I can never hear what the fuck Straws is saying unless I'm fucking right next to her. She'll be fucking, you know, 20 feet away, and she'll say something to me, and I'll be like, what? I can't fucking hear you. And then she'll repeat it in the exact same tone. So she was doing that shit. She was pulling that shit. You know, I finally was able to understand what the fuck she was saying. She's like, did he tell you? I'm like, did he tell me? What are you talking about? And she points to the Goldie gun. She's like, did he tell you anything? Did he tell you? I don't know what the fuck is going on here. So I look at the Goldie gun, and he's like, oh yeah, there's something fucking going on here. You gotta fucking hear about it. So now I'm interested. If Straw says it's a fucking good story, and Goldie gun tells me that I'm gonna like it, I can't fucking wait to get a piece of this. And I'm gonna give you a spoiler. I'm going to give you a spoiler right now before I even start the story. I saw somebody's penis. I should have known the possibility was out there based on who I'm dealing with, but I still don't expect to see the cock on the phone. You know what I'm saying? It's still a shock to see it. Like, oh, okay, that's a dick. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Now the party started, I guess. So we get off the shift at 1 in the morning. Straws walks over with her phone. And she's like, I just wanted to tell you that it happens. This happens. These guys just send me things. So she shows me a whole conversation thread. And the most interesting thing about this is Straws isn't responding. It's just this fucking guy, like every couple days, sending crazy messages. The first is like a picture of like two people fucking, but it wasn't two people fucking. It was like this weird meme where it looked like puppets were fucking. And it was like, I just want to tell you that, sincerely, I think you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I was like, wow, that's fucking hot, Straws. How did you resist that? And she's like, no, there's more. And you know, she's holding her phone out for me right now. She's scrolling down. She's showing me the whole thing. The next was a bunch of emojis of eggplants. You know, the purple eggplants? And I guess that means dicks. When the fuck did this happen? Did I miss the fact that eggplants turned into dicks when you're sending shit online? Eggplants are dicks now? Purple dicks? I think that's fucked. The next fucking message he sends, this is all done via Instagram, by the way. The next message he says is, don't expose my nudes. Another spoiler, she exposed them because I saw his dick. So he said, don't expose my nudes. She's still not responding. And then he sent a picture of his dick. And it looked like a goddamn boa constrictor. Like, that fucking thing could probably support 50 pounds, like, if he used it as a fucking tripod. It was a goddamn mastodon. It looked like a fucking monster. Then after he sends his dick, he sent a bunch of frowny faces. So he's still doing the emojis, and she's still not fucking responding to this shit. He just keeps fucking sending it. Then he writes, too small? Question mark? At this point, Straw starts writing back. She's like, yo, what the fuck? You're disgusting. Get this shit out of here. And then the dude was like, well, you know, just keep it out there, right? You know, keep this dick in your mind. You know, you ever change your mind, I could be your plan B. And he followed that plan B statement up with, but not the baby killing kind. You see what he did right there? Who knew a guy that would send his cock to a fucking stranger on Instagram would be so fucking clever? So Straw shows me all of this. All of it. I don't know why. Apparently, like, just because I said, I think it's fucking weird, and I'm not sure I believe that people just send you pictures of dicks, doesn't mean I really want to see those dicks. I mean, I've seen dicks before, but I don't want to see those dicks. I gotta be prepared if I'm about to see a dick. So you'd think, like, the whole fucking story, like, you'd think Straws would be like, dude, this is just fucking, this whole thing is disgusting, the whole thing is fucking bizarre. You want to guess what part she was really stuck on? The plan B part. And then he said plan B, but not the baby killing kind. That's weird, right? Straws, three messages before, he sent you a pic of his dick. You saw it because you showed me, but the plan B phrase is weird. Is it really? I'll grant you it's kind of fucked up, but I think the weirdest thing is a guy's just sending you random messages day after day after day of penis innuendo, then he showed you his penis. And then you know what, Strauss? He asked you to do one thing for him, didn't he? He asked you to do one thing, not to expose his nudes, and you did. You showed me. And you showed the golden gun. I don't know if this is like a new thing, if I'm going to be seeing every dick that Strauss gets now. Well, if you have a pic of your dick and you want to send it to me on Twitter, I guess you can. I'm not going to stop you is all I'm saying. At Johnson Hate You. We got new episodes coming out Sundays and Wednesdays, and why don't you follow this shit on Podbean. You can get every episode on Podbean. Also on Google Play and iTunes as well. You can follow on some other places as well, so pick a spot. I got a promise for you too. If you follow any of those places, one thing I can guarantee you is nobody's going to send you pictures of their dick. This is a dick pic free podcast. That's the Chris Johnson guarantee right there. You can take that shit to the bank.